With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. Governor Steve Bullock today named the 18 members of his new Grizzly Bear Management Council. The appointees are roughly equal parts ranchers and conservation policy advocates. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Bullock selected his council out of more than 150 applicants. The 18 he appointed include representatives from the Montana Wildlife Federation, Greater Yellowstone Coalition, Defenders of Wildlife, Sunlight Ranch Company, Stocks Mountain View Dairy, and Stoltz Land and Lumber Company, among others. The group also includes a tribal member from Browning and an animal scientist from Montana State University. Bullock is giving the council a year to send him a report on recommendations on managing grizzlies as the bear's population increases in the Rocky Mountains and expands into the eastern plains. In March, Bullock sent a memo to the head of Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, setting plans for the council in motion. Dylan Tabish is with FWP.
We've got grizzly bears expanding into places they haven't been in decades, if not longer. We are constantly dealing with management and conflict decisions on a regular basis. And so we really want to make sure that we're not just assuming we're doing things the way Montanans want us to. We need to listen to Montanans as best we can and make sure that we're following their interests while also conserving these bears.
In his executive order, Bullock says the long-term coexistence of people and grizzly bears across the landscape will remain a challenge. Last year, 47 grizzlies were killed in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem, and officials recorded 71 mortalities in the Greater Yellowstone ecosystem, which includes bear deaths and removals to other locations. FWP says that's a record for deaths and removals in both areas. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.